Track 13. Extract 1.
Yes, well, it's easy to say don't judge by appearances, but I mean, we all do it, don't we? You take one look at somebody and you're already weighing them up, deciding how friendly they are, how confident, how interesting. It's automatic. And then 2 minutes talking to them and you've got them labelled. Successful, intelligent, pushy, funny, boring, potentially useful contact or not. You know, I read somewhere that we actually evaluate people within 10 seconds of meeting them. And apparently, that's it. It could then take 10 or 20 more meetings with that person to alter our first impression of them. I'm not so sure that's true, but I do think you can tell a lot about a person on first meeting them. It's the little things. A classy watch, a sharp suit, a nice smile, a nervous gesture, an ugly tie. Bitten fingernails are a no-no for me. Or a limp handshake. The wet fish. Absolute turn-off. Actually, I think a good firm handshake is really important. I'm working in Germany at the moment. You know, the Germans shake hands practically before every meeting, even if they've already met you.
Extract 2.
Actually, I think it's last impressions that we sometimes overlook. I mean, it's the impression you leave people with that counts. If you're meeting a lot of people all at the same event, it's easy just to drift around from group to group and never really make contact, like some kind of social butterfly. I think you've got to be good at listening and drawing people out, investing some time in them, and then making sure you close the conversation in a positive way. The old, oops, gotta go, been great talking to you thing is really bad. Or, here's my card, give me a call. Way too impersonal. You have to be careful how you end the conversation because that's what people are going to remember. And there's no point having the conversation in the first place if you're not going to try and make that person feel like it's been really worthwhile.
Extract 3.
I think a good sense of humour is essential. At least in Britain and America it is. Humour is very much how we build relationships over here. On the other hand, have you ever done business in Finland? I have. Very different situation. You can forget the humor. They don't even really like small talk all that much. They'll lounge around with you in the sauna, no problem, but they don't give much away personally. Just not part of the business culture there. Of course, it may be that they just don't understand our humor. I mean, humor's very cultural, isn't it? You watch a comedy on a foreign TV channel, and it's hard to see what on earth they're laughing at. They probably think the same about our jokes. But then, I think jokes are usually a mistake anyway, unless you know the other people very well. But you don't have to tell jokes to be humorous. Better just to make a few amusing observations. The worst thing is telling a long, complicated joke, and nobody laughs. Agony. Don't do it.
Extract 4.
Of course, now that we live in the so-called network economy, everyone makes a big deal about networking. But it depends who you're networking with. Take the Russians. I mean, they'll have a serious conversation with you on any subject you care to name, but small talk is not really their thing. Same with the Germans, the Swiss, the Swedes. Generally, very good English. Happy to talk about work, but not really keen on the social chit-chat. But go out with a group of Russians after work and they really let their hair down. In that sense, they're a bit like the Chinese. They like a big sit-down meal with plenty to eat. What they don't like is the mingling, the wandering around chatting to people. Basically, it's the British, the French, the Latins and the Americans who are into the schmoozing thing. Americans especially have made an art of it. I mean, they're always easy to talk to. It doesn't get very deep usually, but they'll come right up to you and start a conversation, and actually, I quite like that. Working the room, as they call it. And that's what it is for them. Work.